Ezra 5, Word, Watchful Eye, and Witness. 1. The Word that Restarts. After years of delay, God sends Haggai and Zechariah. The work resumes not because an empire changed its mind, but because the Lord addressed his people. What we noted yesterday now crystallizes: the temple rises by the Spirit, not leverage. CFN Zechariah 4-6, see also Haggai 1:1-8. The church likewise advances when preaching awakens obedience, not when we finally find favorable conditions. 2. The Watchful Eye. The eye of their God was watching over the elders of the Jews. Ezra 5:5, New International Version. The narrative shifts into Imperial Aramaic here, 4:8-6-18. The phrase, the eye of their God, Ayin Elahahon, is tender and royal at once, echoing Psalm 33:18 and Psalm 32:8. It means more than surveillance. It promises guidance, protection, and pace. The builders are named, and therefore vulnerable, yet they continue because heaven's gaze holds the line until Darius rules. Augustine saw in Providence the quiet governance of God beneath noisy empires. Calvin called magistrates masks, through which God often works. Ezra 5 shows both: real oversight, higher sovereignty. 3. A candid witness under Empire Tatanai, attested in cuneiform as Tatanu, governor of Across the River, investigates. The Jews answer with truth. Solomon built, our fathers sinned, Babylon judged, Cyrus decreed rebuild. Confession becomes testimony. They appeal to archives, not flattery, a faithful use of common grace. Cf. 2 Chronicles 36:22-23, Acts 4:19, 1 Peter 2:13-17. Their story locates failure and hope inside God's larger mercy. Cross-references for reflection: Haggai 1:2, Zechariah 3-4, Psalm 32-8, Psalm 33-18, 1 Peter 2:5, Hebrews 12:28. Suggested hymn, The Church's One Foundation. Prayer, Watchful God, fix our hearts under your eye. By your word, restart what fear, fatigue, or bureaucracy has stalled. Give us courage to tell the truth about our sins and steadiness to build in hope. Prosper your church, not by might, but by your spirit, for Jesus' sake. Amen.